You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. We're going to take a look ahead to the final round of the PGA Championship before the leaders go back out. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined on the line by Sky Sports Jamie Spence. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm very good, Mark. Thanks. Yeah, looking forward to watching the finish of the PGA tonight with the rain and everything. I hope they get finished tonight.
Yes, they're trying their best to get finished, aren't they? It's raining again over there, but luckily the thunderstorm's staying away, and that's been the problem, hasn't it, this week?
Yeah, the thunder, you just can't play. It's too dangerous, obviously, so they bring the players off. But these courses drain very well, so the rain doesn't look too bad. I think they'll get it done tonight, so we should have our normal Sunday finish.
Good stuff. Just with regards to the leaders, before we get stuck into the betting, Jamie, what's it like having to play two rounds in a day? I mean, it's not impossible, obviously, but it must make it far more difficult to try and win a major as well.
Listen, we've all done it before. You know, you're used to playing two rounds of golf in a day, and actually why you're doing it is not a problem. It's afterwards, if you then had to go out and play another round of golf, now that would be a problem. But while you're playing, you know what, just carrying on and doing the same stuff, these guys are really fit these days, it's not a problem.
What about the mental side of it as well, having to concentrate for that long, and when the pressure's on at the business end, could it find a few out?
Well, what is the problem, someone like Robert Streb, who just three putted the last for a bogey when he was banging contention, he was only three behind the lead. That's hard to pick yourself up from. But the other players, Stenson, birdie the last, so did Jimmy Walker, so did Jason Day. Not a problem for them. They leave the course on a high, and the next round they're looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll start with we'll go through the betting in betting order, obviously, and we'll get your thoughts on each of the players. Jason Day is the market leader, the defending champ, 15-8 at the top of the betting. He's 10 under par ahead of round four.
Yeah, he's only come down a fraction of a point, hasn't he, from the 2-1 favourite at the start of the third round, Day. No bogeys, 3 under par. He's looking very strong, Day, holding out really well with his putter. It's got to be it's a four-horse race, really, between him and the other three at the top of the leaderboard there. And quite rightly, Jason Day, the world number one, is the favourite.
What about the second favourite then, Jimmy Walker at 3-1? Can you see him maintaining his challenge?
Well, he's hanging in there, isn't he? You've got to remember he's a five-time PGA Tour winner, and he won twice last year as well. He's not done too much this year, a few top tens, nothing sparkling in his form. And his majors form this year has been pretty awful, but this week he's played really well. Played great on the back nine as well in his third round, 4 under par for that. He was struggling on the front nine. It's going to be a tough day for Jimmy Walker, but he's playing with Robert Streb. He's not playing with Day or Stenson or Kukkonen, and that'll help him.
Yeah, maybe I might not have been too clear there. Jimmy Walker is the leader at 11 under. Jason Day up with the leaders at 10 under is what I was trying to get out there. But given what's happened over the last few days, I'm not quite sure where anybody is anymore.
Let's not forget, though, they're going out in the same order they went out in the third round. So Jimmy Walker isn't going to be playing with Jason Day in the fourth round. Stenson's going out with Keimer again. So Cook could be well ahead of the other three players. So it's not easy to keep an eye on all this.
No, it's not. Next in the market is Henrik Stenson at 100-30. Brooks Koepka's also there at 7-1. Those two both 9 under par.
Yeah, Koepka played a lot on the European Tour, won four times on the Challenge Tour and the Turkey event in the final series as well. Big, strong boy. Koepka hits the ball an absolute mile. He should be playing prop forward or hooker if he was a rugby player. He's a big boy and he hits it mile, so the conditions are perfect for Koepka. And he's also won on the PGA Tour, only won one event. It's good. I don't know. I think he's the outside of the three, as the betting would suggest. Stenson, however, put together his third round of 67, made it look really, really easy. The Open champion from a few weeks ago, full of confidence as well. He's going to really fancy his chances.
It's 22-1, barring those four that we've already mentioned there, Jamie. Any of the others at big prices you can see mounting a challenge?
Well, we're used to Brandon Grace shooting a low fourth round score, and we're waiting for him to win a major as well. So he could put a low round together, but I really just can't look outside these four players. One of them is going to shoot a 68, 67, and that'll be enough. The question is, which one?
Who would you tip to do it then? Who's the one for you?
My tip going into the last round of the PGA is Henrik Stenson, the Open champion. I just feel he's got that big-time mentality now. He's got the monkey off his back. He's won his major championship. I think he's a big price. I think it's going to be a little bit difficult for Walker to hang in there. And Brooks Koepka, Jason Day is obviously a worthy favourite. I make it between Stenson and Day. I think Stenson had just outgunned Jason Day. I think he's playing a little bit better than Day, Tee to Green.
All right, Stenson, the selection for Jamie then. Let's just spin through a few of the two balls for the final round as well while we can. Patrick Reed and Brooks Koepka, 6-5 for Reed, 15-2 the tie. Koepka is 10-11. What do you like in that one?
It's difficult, isn't it? Because these four players are going for the title and the other players are sort of relaxing and playing their game, which could mean they could shoot some low scores. I'd actually go with Patrick Reed, who had a good performance in the Open Championship in this two ball.
Yeah, obviously the two balls are slightly different this time around. They're sticking to the same order as the third round. Stenson and Kaimer is the next pairing. 4-7 for Stenson, 15-2 for the draw, and 15-8 for Kaimer.
Yeah, I tipped Kaimer each way at the start of the third round. I just saw him hit a few dodgy chips. That's put me off. I don't like long odds on, but in this case, I'll go with Stenson.
Emiliano Grillo and Jason Day, 5-2 for Grillo, 15-2 for the tie, and 4-9 for Jason Day.
Yeah, it's you're not giving much away there with Day, are you, with Grillo? I thought Grillo would do a bit better than he did in the third round. Hard to look beyond Jason Day in that.
And Jimmy Walker and Robert Streb then to finish off with, 4-6 for Jimmy Walker, 15-2 for the draw, and Streb is 13-8.
Once again, I just think it's an odds-on fest, really, with Walker. I thought Robert Streb looked shot to pieces when he finished his round on the 18th. He might come back. But Jimmy Walker all the way.
All right, superb. Thanks, Jamie. Just before you go, then, just finish off with your final thoughts, what you're expecting to see in the fourth round and who you think are going to win.
I think it's going to be close, this final round. I think it's between four players. It's between the leader, Jimmy Walker. Jason Day is one behind and one shot further back. Brooks Koepka and Henrik Stenson. I expect Henrik Stenson and Jason Day to go head-to-head. Maybe Jimmy Walker might hang on. But I've got to go for the Open champ, Henrik Stenson. He's playing perfect golf, tee to green. Jason Day's putting really well, but I think he'll need to. I'm going to take the Super Swede to win the USPGA.
Thanks, Jamie. Once again, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy the final round.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.